Much of the ancient world was wrong, thinking that the sun and the moon were gods, and the Bible was right, at least in this minor point, that they're for lights.
No, I don't think so.
You can't admit that.
The ancient world was very aware that these were lights.
Well, yeah, but they were worshiping them as gods.
Well, some did, some didn't. Some worshiped trees and rocks.
I understand that. I said much of the ancient world was worshiping these things, like Egypt, for example, and their, what was their sun god's name? Amun-Re, I think. And they had a god that chased him across the sky and would bring the darkness.
Okay, yep.
And my point is, and I'm surprised that you wouldn't concede this, that at least on this minor point, that the cosmology of the Bible is right, that they are not gods, they're lights.
Yeah, but that's not a correct cosmology, it's just a different interpretation.
Well, what's incorrect about saying they're not gods, the sun is a light, it's not a god? What's incorrect about that?
They're not lights.
Oh, the sun is not a light.
No.
The sun does not give light to the earth.
It generates light as a product of fusion.
Yeah, I agree with that. But so the sun is not a light?
But I'm not sure where this is going. I don't get any of this. What is it?